Meet your next audiobook listen, Go as a River by Shelley Reed. Set in the 1940s, this coming-of-age novel is filled with danger, love, passion, and a tragedy that lands teenaged Victoria Nash in Colorado's beautiful and harsh wilderness, fighting to survive. Find out what happens as the Gunnison River rises, an old life is underwater, and Victoria fights to regain all that is lost. Listen now on Spotify.
The Walk.
Episode 20.
Charlie, you have to find the transmitters. I don't want her mum to see her like this. If you find the transmitters, we can smash them. Or Aaron can blow them up or something.
I'm scanning.
Do you know where my mummy is? I expect she'd like to see me.
Yes, darling. We're just calling her now.
There's a low-level transmission field over the whole... It stretches for 20 or 30 square miles. It looks like you've walked past 5 or 6 transmitters in the last few minutes.
It's an empty field, Charlie.
There's a transmitter where you are standing, actually. Is it low to the ground?
There's nothing. Nothing above us. Nothing on the ground. Ah. Could they be...
Buried? They've buried them? But what's powering them?
Walker, if you head to the edge of the field, I'll go the other way. See if we can spot anything.
Oh, are you the Walker? Mr. Lawrence said I had to do something special when I met you.
Mr. Lawrence?
He was very nice. He took me and the other children to a special place. He showed me the shining television. He gave us all the treatment, and then he gave each of us one of these to give to you.
An MP3 player?
You make it play by pressing this button. Listen.
Say who you are, darling, before we get started.
I'm Ruby. I'm 7.
Oh, God. No. No. Grace, where did you...
Where did we come and get you from, Ruby?
Disneyland! Mummy and Jeff took me.
And then we came and got you, didn't we?
Yes, you did.
That's Ruby. My Ruby.
Have you been enjoying your treatments, Ruby?
Yes, I have. I like being a good girl. I like helping.
But I bet you'd like your daddy to come and see you, wouldn't you? With his friends?
Yes, please. I want to see my daddy. He's funny and nice.
Yes. Maybe he is. Probably I just haven't seen that side of him. But the most important thing, Ruby, is that if they don't come and find you soon, you're going to be like this forever. Because when we do this to children, it's not reversible for very long. Did I tell you that, Ruby?
Yes, you did.
But you don't mind, do you? As long as it's for the greater good.
Yes, I don't mind.
Mr. Lawrence said you might not believe him, so he said I should give you this too.
It's a picture of Ruby with Lawrence.
And all of us are there, all of the children who had our treatment together. Look, that's me. Have I been a good girl?
You're sure it's her, Paul? It couldn't just be another child who looks like her or sounds like her.
I'd know my own daughter's voice from halfway across the world, Joe. And the photo. There's the little mole on her cheek. And look, she's wearing the chain I gave her for her birthday. We have to find out where he's taken her. We have to get her back. Imagine if he's done to her what he did to Gracie.
Her mum? That was horrible. I know we tried to explain, but her mum...
She was just pleased to have Gracie back in one piece. She'll see it eventually.
Paul, mate, I'm so sorry. I hope the girl's all right. She looks like a cheeky one in that picture.
Let me have a look at that photo. There's a funny sort of arch they're standing in front of. 3 bites taken out of the curve.
Very distinctive. Let me see if I can cross-reference it with buildings around the world.
It's York.
How do you know that?
Look, There in the distance in the picture, York Minster. Big square bugger. My granddad dragged me around there when I was a kid, trying to get some culture in me. Didn't get nowhere. It was nice of him to try. I mean, he's Jewish, my granddad. Big deal to go to York Minster.
We can't be more than 30 miles or so from York now. We're heading south again. We could probably make it in a couple of days if we...
It's the new university building, the Technium. I've phoned photos of it with the 3-byte arches. That's what they're standing in front of.
That makes sense. We know Lawrence is doing something with technology. He took you to a lab in Edinburgh, didn't he, Walker?
Then we're going there.
Paul, no one else seems to be saying it, so it'll have to be me. This is an obvious trap.
I just don't agree. How could Lawrence know that we'd identify the building?
He's standing in front of one of the most architecturally distinctive new buildings in England.
I didn't know it.
Mate, you did say you haven't owned a TV since 1994.
He said he wanted you to come there.
The rest of you didn't recognise it. I don't think it would have been obvious.
I think we would have got there in the end, even without Charlie. And he knows we have Charlie. This photo is weird, though. And there's something odd about the recording.
Listen, we know Lawrence is smart. We know he's tricked us before, all of us. He's taken your daughter, and that's terrible, Paul, to try and tempt you to come to this place in York. They'll be waiting for you there. You won't get Ruby back. You won't. All that will happen is that you'll be captured, and maybe all of us too. We have to be cleverer than that.
What else can we do, though? Nip has been taken. Got to get her back.
What use would it be to get her back if they'd done the same thing to her that they did to Gracie?
I'll just take her out of range of the transmitters.
Transmitters are underground, though, mate. Could be anywhere.
Aaron's right. If we're going to help your daughter, Paul, we need to work out how to turn those transmitters off.
What is it that you think you're detecting here, Charlie?
Some sort of junction box. Power. If the transmitters are working, they must be getting power from somewhere.
Do you think she... She looks okay in this photo, doesn't she? She doesn't look upset. Doesn't look like she's being treated badly. She sounded all right too. Didn't she?
She looks really well, Paul. She sounded fine. Listen. Are you familiar with the problems with the moon landing photos?
What?
No. Listen. I just... Look. The moon landing photos. They're... I know how this sounds, but there's some very convincing stuff about the way the shadows fall. They're not right in those photos. The light's coming from multiple places at once, or sometimes you can see there's a spotlight.
You're one of those. You think the moon landings were faked?
I'm just saying I've seen some good arguments for it.
And?
And just... Look. Here, on this photo. See how the light's falling on Ruby's hair from the right? But Lawrence's shadow is also falling to his right. Should be to the left if the light's coming from the right.
Even if all that were true, Emma, there's the recording of her talking to Lawrence.
Oh, yeah? So... I've read some really interesting stuff about how the US faked the Osama bin Laden voice recordings because you know they killed him in 2005, but they needed him to keep being a threat to justify their wars. So if you listen to those recordings, there are repeated phrases that he says in just the same way. And Ruby said, yes,
Emma,
you did, twice.
We're not in one of your ridiculous online chat rooms now. This is real. My daughter is real.
My ridiculous online... I'm trying to help.
I'm sorry, but this is my daughter we're talking about, not one of your stories.
Yes, and you'd know the difference between telling the truth and making up a story, wouldn't you, Lord Fauntleroy?
Emma! Some kind of evil madman and his evil girlfriend have hold of my daughter! If there were ever a time for you to just let something go or just stop with these theories that you know are nonsense, this would be the time!
Guys, sorry, listen... I found the power line leading to these underground transmitters. Keep heading south along the riverbank. If we can find the transmitter and turn it off, we should be able to help Gracie. And probably Ruby too. Okay?
I feel like this is wasting time.
We're still heading south, Paul. Getting closer to Ruby every minute.
And if we find the power, turn it off, Gracie should be okay too. And any other children they've taken. We can't just leave Gracie like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Probably all the parents in Britain would be pleased if all their kids were like, certainly, Mother, I shall do the washing up for the greater good. But my mum would have been pleased anyway.
Look, there! I can see the cable. There, where the bank's washed away a bit. It's looping down. That's what's powering the transmitters underground, Charlie.
Yep, looks like it. And if you keep following it back to the source, should be able to turn the power off.
But can't we just cut it now? You know, get a saw or something and... Oh, right. Massive electric shock and death. Yeah. Okay. On we go. Except...
What?
See up there? Looks like a cable split. See? One bit carries on along the bank, another one goes across on the fence.
Then we'll split up.
Shall I come with...
Emma, you go with Walker and Joe along the river. Aaron, you come with me along the fence. Come on. Quicker we deal with this, quicker we can be on our way.
I just think, I don't know, we've been thrown together like this. I feel like it's been too much too quickly. Is that a cable or a tree root?
Tree root.
You've been through a lot as well, Emma. Don't forget.
Yeah. I mean, you used to split us up for safety, Charlie.
I can't decide. Together you can protect each other. Apart...
Apart, at least we can't all be scooped up at once. I don't know. Maybe it'd be good for me to walk by myself for a bit.
Do you think that's right? Leaving the group when Paul... when he's in such a bad way?
I don't seem to be helping. Anyway, why are you here at all? Why aren't you running back to London with your story?
To do what? Climb a lamppost and shout it at people? If there were a way to report the news, I'd be doing it. As it is, one, you saved my life. I owe you whatever help I can give you. Two, it sounds like you're trying to put this all right and it's a good citizen's duty to help. And three...
It's going to make a best-selling book for you when the power does come back.
Yep, that's about the size of it. No shame in that.
Aaron and Paul's cable has ended at a set of signalling lamps. No dice. How about you?
Huh? Do you see that, Walker?
I think we've had a bit more luck.
Can you see, Charlie? About 30 different cables all joined to ours at this junction box. I think whatever we're walking toward, it's bigger than just a single generator for a set of transmitters.
Bloody hell, Paul. You can't half run, can you?
What did you find?
The big cable. Look, it must be the trunk cable for... Look, masses of things. Loads of smaller lines were taking power from it at the junction box.
Erected before or after the EMP, though.
Someone's been planning this.
Yeah, doesn't look like they could have strung it all together on a Sunday afternoon.
The burn? They could have been planning this for a while. There have been rumours about government agencies planning for massive population destruction. Not just cranks. Not weirdos saying it. Leaked documents. That sort of stuff. People disappearing who might have had connections to people in the know. I read something in the paper.
It's okay.
So we have to follow it all the way, no matter what we find. Better to know than not to know. Looks like we're coming to something anyway.
Yeah. Cable goes under this bridge and then... straight in through this wall there.
This wall. With a door next to it.
A door with... something spray-painted on it. I can't quite see.
Watermelon. It's a spray-painted watermelon. That was the name of one of the test centres. Like that one you went to, Walker. Man o' War.
I actually don't like heights. I thought I mentioned before.
Do you want us to tie a rope together or something? Like climbers?
No, I can do it. I just like complaining while I do it, all right?
Fair enough. You can complain as much as you like, beautiful.
Can you see anything at the bottom, Paul?
I think there's a...
Oh, light.
Man, looks like someone had himself a party down here.
funny kind of party.
What sort of party?
The kind of party was someone's black box, just like those devices we're carrying, got stamped into a million bits on the floor. Could be a Hounslow rave or...
It's also the kind of party where someone sprays a lot of brownish-red paint about. Or not paint.
Oh, that's not my favourite kind of party at all.
Yeah, I can see you all again through the security cameras. I don't know how that keeps happening.
Oh, yeah. Walker said you were a bit vague about what you actually found in that jellyfish tunnel, though. Walker, a bit like you were hiding something.
We looked at all the stuff, remember? It was in Jackson's backpack. The papers with the different names of test centres. Watermelon was one. And Sunday. And Plesiosaur. Loads of them. The weird diagrams we couldn't make sense of. Bunch of photos of people we'd never seen.
We're just looking for where we can turn off the power. Remember? It's a maze down here. They must have dug extra tunnels off natural caves. We'll split up, quarter the area. Retrace our footsteps once we've found it, okay?
We'll be retracing our footsteps in the dark then, though.
Use a torch.
Okay. Charlie, which way shall I go?
Might like to try going down that cave with the stalactites. I'm not sure, but I think I can see communications deck down there with computers and everything.
Oh, I can...
That's what I was thinking.
We can finally find out what was on that USB stick Jackson found in Man O' War.
Walker, if there's nothing there, how about trying the next right? And Aaron, there's a tunnel you haven't tried two turnings back, I think.
Shame those security cameras don't give you full view, Charlie.
I think I'm not accessing all of them, as if I've got a deliberately restricted view.
That's worrying. Still, we're just here to switch the power off, and then no one will have any view at all. And you were right about this computer. Looks like there's just one audio file on the USB stick. Shall I play it? It'd give us something to listen to while we walk the dead tunnels. Oh, I don't know why I said dead.
I'd rather have something else. Do you know what this place needs? A bit of dizzy, mate. Need some bonkers through these caverns.
From the graffiti, it might have had that already. Okay, I'm putting it in.
Are you ready, dear?
I'm ready.
This is Professor Ashling Foster, conducting test 18132. The subject is conscious and lucid. We will perform calibration, and then begin.
Are we starting now?
Not just yet. I have to set everything up. Are you feeling okay?
Yes.
Good. And remember, we don't have to tell Professor Emmanuel, do we? We don't have to tell your dad. Or Charlie.
Do we have to listen to this? Can't you put it on an iPod or something, Ems?
My iPod got destroyed in the first EMP, and we decided to leave that MP3 player Lawrence sent for us in that field, remember? In case it had a tracker in it. Anyway, don't you want to know what's going on?
Babe, that's your thing. I want to get to London. Paul wants his daughter back. Joe wants a story.
I want to hear this. And I bet Walker does too. Just a bit more. There's only a little bit on here anyway.
It doesn't feel very nice.
I know, dear. It's all right. You're extending your senses via the neural interface. You have to get used to the different sensations.
I can't... Did I do that? I wanted to move the little car. I just thought about it moving.
That was perfect. You're doing very well. If I put the little car back on the table, will you try to move it more gently? If you move it so fast, it'll pull its cable out again and then it won't be connected to the machine.
I think I can do that.
Charlie, mate, did you know they've done this to your sister?
That was a bit better.
No.
Try again.
I didn't know she and Professor Foster worked together like this. But my dad did... We both played around in his lab, Soleil and me.
There! Almost.
You very nearly got it. Try again.
Oh. Hello, Emma. Looks like that last tunnel just brought me back in a big loop. Any of the others found anything?
Joe's looking through some paperwork in an office. Could be something there. Walker's doing the perimeter in case we've missed a hatch. Aaron, what are you doing?
I'll bring some back. I promise I'll bring some to you. Found the stores. Loads of those. Like individual slices of fruitcake, all wrapped and sealed with icing. Did they own them only last year? I love fruitcake.
There must be something. This power's coming from somewhere.
We'll find it. I promise, Paul. We'll find it, and we'll get Ruby.
You can't promise that. Was there anything more on your USB stick? Sounded like they were testing something out on Soleil, which might explain why she went completely crazy.
Only one more track left. It's only 17 seconds. Shall we?
Might as well. The more we know about what's going on, I guess.
No. 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 I don't like it. I don't like it. Take it out.
We can't just take it out, darling. It's meshed in.
I don't like it. It hurts.
Ah! Oh. Paul, I'm so sorry.
I didn't want to hear that.
No.
All of you, come here.
Look here, I found it in the desk. Plans. For this base and another one called Man of War.
You were there, weren't you, Walker? What's this say, then?
There's the generator room. Looks like it's accessed.
Through the back of the stores. I was just there. I've got a sixth sense about these things, you know?
Oh, yeah? Planned to eat your way through to the door, did you?
Any more of that, and I won't give you any fruitcake at all.
Right, then. No point waiting around. Let's get back to the stores. Go through the wall and switch that generator off.
Good. Yes.
Give me a chance to pick up some more fruitcake. Looks like you've got some more room in your pack, Walker.
Actually, I'm really sorry, Paul. Everyone. I just... After what we just heard, I want to go and sit outside. Is that okay?
Don't you think it would be safer here with us? Altogether. What if the burn came?
I can't. I feel like there are presences here. And when the lights go off, I can't. I'm sorry, I can't.
You'll probably... I think you'd feel better if we all stuck together.
I don't know why. I've just got a terrible feeling about all of this.
It's all right. It's all right. You go and wait for us in the light. We'll only be a few minutes, okay?
You're okay, Emma. I understand it might get overwhelming to be in the dark with me. You might not be able to control your urges. There, see? A smile.
Thanks. You go on, I'll see you when you're done.
Are you ready to finally access your intuition, to dive deeper into your soul's purpose, to manifest abundance, joy, peace, and ease, and let it all be fun? Well, if so, come check out the Highest Self podcast. It's the number one spirituality podcast. And now we're on video here on Spotify. My name is Sahara Rose. I'm here to be your spiritual bestie, and I can't wait to share my grounded approach to spirituality with you. So tune into Highest Self podcast, and I'll see you there.